Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to help us with this, O God. Help us to get the important information out to your people and to encourage your people to stand strong against the enemy, the curse that's coming upon the world through pestilence, among other things. And we ask you in Jesus' name, Lord, give wisdom and help everyone retain what you're saying here, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. I think I want to go back and update some programs that we did before. We called them God Warns of Coming Pestilence. It's on the front of our site, and this will be, I would say, the 16th update. So, as we have seen, God is using the Babylon deep state shadow government, who has used radical Islam and radical leftists and the deep state house by sword, famine, and pestilence to subject the apostate leadership of Christianity and their people. Now, this is the devil's purpose, of course. He wants to bring down Christianity in America, and he's using the deep state to try to do this. And it's the devil's purpose, but behind him, of course, is God's purpose. And God doesn't care for apostate Christianity either. He needs to shock it into some kind of a semblance of seeking God again and going back to the Word. And so Jeremiah 24:10 says, "And I will send the sword, the famine, and pestilence among them until they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers." Notice it's God taking the credit for this, even though he's using vessels of dishonor to do it. And Jeremiah 21:7 says, "And afterwards, says the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah," that was the apostate leadership of God's people at that time, "and his servants and the people, even such as are left in this city, from the pestilence, from the sword, and from famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword, and he shall not spare them, neither have pity nor have mercy." So notice it is through Babylon, through King of Babylon, right, that he is doing this. And obviously we know that Babylon is being conquered by Cyrus, and Cyrus is Trump, and we can see who Trump is conquering. It's the deep state entity in America that's ruled over this country. And Jeremiah 21:9 says, "He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence. But he that goeth out and passeth over to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be for a prey." Well, we see the sword. We've seen the sword. Las Vegas, a good example. And we're seeing the seeds of famine spread as they destroy the weather in areas where the farmers need it. And we're seeing pestilence spread too, in many different forms. And my suggestion to Christians is, see if God would have you leave the mid to larger range cities before they forbid you to leave and enforce vaccinations on you by law, which they are doing now in some places. So if they do force vaccinations on you, you, of course, can nullify their poison by your faith, just like you could nullify the disease by your faith. You can nullify the disease when they shoot it in your arm, you know. This is my suggestion. Some people don't agree with it. They don't think that God can do that, and they don't think it's worth the risk. And but if they're forcing you to do it to take away your children from you and things like that, like we're going to discover today, you may want to consider this. I say always follow the Holy Spirit, right? But you can vaccinate your children and yourselves from their forced diseases by a holy life, of course, so you'll have boldness towards God, and by spoken words of faith. When I was young, and my children were, and many of the diseases that were prevalent still at that time, some were later wiped out. We would have Bible meetings, and parents would say things like, I can't come. I don't want to bring my child and spread this measles or mumps or whatever, you know. And I'd just tell them, I said, come ahead. Don't worry about that. Nobody here is going to catch them. I mean, it's, you have to speak the word, speak it and believe it, you know. And also, we know that we have promises from God and a Passover lamb who bore our curses of disease. Exodus 15 and 26 says, and he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his eyes, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Notice it's not God's plan to put diseases on his people, but the pagans, right? So this is a promise of divine health, not just divine healing here. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who in his own self bear our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes ye were healed. Of course, this is not for willful disobedience. We're told in Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully after we've received a knowledge of the truth, there remains no sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment which shall devour the adversaries. You see that God is going to use this to take out some willful sinners out there that are willfully rebelling against his word. And Exodus 12, 5 and 6 says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. We know this is Jesus, and a year represents death, burial, and resurrection. You shall take it from the sheep and from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at even. And then down in 13 it says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses wherein you are. Are you under the blood? You apply the blood by faith, right? And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there shall be no plague be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So the world is going to get smitten, but there's supposed to be a Passover for you through your faith. Jesus Christ bore the curse. He became accursed for us. If you don't believe it, you will not necessarily have, this protection. And Psalm 91, 1 through 3 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's Jesus Christ, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord that he's my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. 10 through 12 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. For he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. So, since the house has opened the border to all kinds of diseases, and there's an absolute flood coming over the border now, and they can't stop it, which is entering into our country, that were in some cases wiped out years ago, we should vaccinate ourselves with the Word of God. I want to use as an example the measles today, which is spreading across the United States. It's in, I believe, 21 states and spreading. To warn you that many diseases are doing the same thing. Many other diseases are doing the exact same thing. And those articles are out there. But I want to use this particular thing because it's well covered, very well covered. And I wanted to use it to warn you of the methods of the deep state to sicken and to kill Americans. And I'll share a few articles or parts of articles in order to do this. So be patient with me because I haven't rehearsed these articles and parts of them. I just want to stop in some places and go on to something else, right? Okay, I'm going to start with this article. The measles outbreak is a massive false flag. Nearly all outbreaks are caused by infected migrants, not American children, not unvaccinated American children. That's just totally ridiculous and a lie. Most people are figuring it out. Think about how cold-blooded, and this article was by Mike Adams. Think about how cold-blooded it is that bureaucrats and the UN and the globalists that control our government opened our borders and told the entire third world filled with diseases to pour into our nation. And that was a report by Alex Jones in a video, which is linked here, called "The Measles Outbreak is a Giant False Flag and Hoax." He continues, "Then the CDC reports from local health departments across the country that it's the illegal aliens called migrants that are spreading the measles." Well, that's not completely true either, as we will find out, but that's mostly true because the government itself is spreading it. So the mumps, the rubella and pertussis, and all these recorded level diseases hitting Europe and the United States. And then we're told that those of us who haven't taken the hundreds of mandated vaccines are to blame. Of course, if you take all those vaccines, they're going to, unless you are a really strong Christian, and you probably wouldn't take them on purpose if you were, you'd be pretty sick because it only takes one of those to actually destroy your immune system so that things don't naturally normally attack you, you know. This whole thing is a false flag. The measles are real, but the admitted cause is the illegal aliens and the government not testing at the border. Well, of course, I say you got to go back to the House who's holding the border open, the deep state House. And these people ought to be voted out. And, you know, we need to drain the swamp. And let me tell you that no man is able to drain the swamp. You got to do it by your prayers if you want to drain the swamp. Well, these are swamp dwellers that are holding the border open so that they can stay in power. That's the only reason. These people are coming in to vote Democrat because that's who's defending their invasion. And so going on with the article, this is outrageous and this is criminal. This is a national health emergency. Yeah, not just because of measles, obviously, but because of all the other diseases that are coming in and doing the same thing. Our government has opened the borders and allowed these plagues to come in and then tells us dangerous vaccines are the answer to what they have bought into the nation. Yes, of course, because they're making so much money off the vaccines and they're desperate to make money because Trump has cut them off in so many ways. So this is one way they've got to make money while taking down the Americans, which is what they want to do also. He's right, of course. It's the disease-ridden illegal aliens that are bringing infectious diseases into America. But the CDC and the obedient national media blame anti-vaxxers while pushing toxic, deadly vaccines on all Americans via new vaccine mandates that amount to nothing less than medical rape. You can watch the full Health Freedom Alert video on Brighton.com. Going on, I'm going to go to another one here. Let's go to another article. Okay, CDC admits measles outbreak is caused by people from other countries who enter the United States and spread the disease. This is by Lance D. Johnson. And, of course, it's obvious that this is what's happening, but they're saying everything else. In the first 4 months of 2019, the Centers for Disease Control have confirmed 555 cases of measles across 20 states. In comparison, there were 382 cases in all of 2018, and just 120 back in 2017. What happened? Well, what happened is, of course, the people flooding across the border, them forcing their vaccines, which have the same diseases in them, and sometimes worse. That's what happened. Okay. On with the article. 5 years ago, there were 667 confirmed cases, spurring media frenzy. In their latest report, the CDD admits that measles cases that are actually coming from international travelers. These outbreaks are linked to travelers who brought measles back from other countries, such as Israel, Ukraine, the Philippines, where large measles outbreaks were occurring at that time, okay? So now we've got a different problem, though, right? It's what's coming across the border, and all kinds of aliens from different countries are coming across the border, too, by the way. So on with the article, it says, in early April, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio declared a state of emergency over a cluster of reported measles cases in the Orthodox Jewish community. The emergency order demanded that all unvaccinated residents within four zip codes take a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Well, you can see that even though the measles isn't that big of an emergency, and by the way, it is killing some people, it's not that big of an emergency, they are trying to force their vaccines to make their money and to sicken people. Okay, violators face imprisonment and fines up to $1,000. The order includes children as young as 6 months, even though the MMR package insert states that the vaccine is not recommended for anyone under 12 months of age. Yeah, or not recommended for anyone, actually, it should be. You know, all my kids have been very healthy, and I believe one reason is, well, first of all, we trusted God to heal them, and he did. But second of all, we didn't go trust in vaccines, which are deadly. And so they've been very healthy. And you can't say that about a lot of them that have taken these shots even later on in life. I mean, these things that they're pumping into people. And here's a note that they put here. If authorities are worried about one benign illness, why not target the source of the virus, international travelers from outbreak-stricken areas? True, and now we're talking about what's coming over the border. Now, the last article that it mentioned here was from years ago, and it was coming from other places because it had been mostly wiped out in America. If Bill de Blasio insists on forcibly injecting six-month-old babies who do not have an adequate immune system to handle the MMR vaccine, then why doesn't he stop all international travelers coming from outbreak-stricken areas such as Israel, Ukraine, the Philippines, you know, concerning that former article? And now, of course, he says, what about all the disease that pours over the southern border? Absolutely. That's more than any of the rest of them put together. If the government insists on micromanaging viruses in the East, in the vast world, why do they target healthy, unvaccinated children and ignore verifiable virus sources from other regions of the world? If stopping measles is so important, why not forbid international travel until the travelers have proven that they've overcome infectious disease? The bigger questions are, should the government micromanage benign illnesses in the first place? Should governments have the power to track down people, coerce them with fines, threats of imprisonment, to inject them against their will, all based on the presumption that Merck's vaccine works for everyone, and I might add, doesn't make them sick itself. Okay. And the question that the CDC should ask themselves, is vaccination really the answer in all of this? Or at least, shouldn't the parents decide for themselves if augmenting part of their child's immune system, which it does not do, and damaging their cell-mediated immunity is the right way to handle a benign illness like measles? No, it makes things that are relatively benign into danger, right? Measles infection is typically a benign illness that begins with a fever and ends with a rash. And after natural infection, an individual gains lifelong immunity because their humoral antibody response and intracellular cytotoxic T cell response have learned to target measles viruses both outside and inside the cells. So why do you need a vaccine for measles? I wonder if it's a little bit different measles that they're putting in the vaccine to vaccinate you. Okay. Today, measles is overhyped in the media and used as a selling point. Yes, but the reaction to this and what they're doing about it goes across the board. That's why we need to study this and look at this. For MMR vaccinations, which only spur an allergic style B cell response in healthy individuals. Are vaccines really the answer for these outbreaks? The MMR vaccine contains a live, attenuated measles virus that is grown in WI-38 and MRC-5 cell strains, which are self-replicating culture mediums derived from 2 to 4 months old aborted fetal lung cells. There you go. After the virus is cultured and replicated in the aborted fetal cells, it is retrieved and processed for use in the combination vaccine. Upon injection, this antigen is intended to augment an immune response from the individual. Of course, the stuff that they're pumping into you destroys your ability to have an immune response from your body's natural mechanisms. It goes on to say, all aluminum adjuvant is added to the vaccine to further incite an immune response. While adding to the vaccine's toxicity upon injection, T helpers, T cells, respond to the artificial infection, increasing the body's production of B cell antibodies. The vaccine is intended to increase the humoral response, but the consequence of this science is rarely discussed. This augmentation causes an imbalance in how the human immune system deals with future viruses. So on and on. I'm not going to bore you with all of this technical stuff, but you can see that it is not God's way. Let me just put it in an easy form. Not God's way. We got God's way, and it doesn't have any terrible retributions, you know, like this. So here's an article from InfoWars. It's mostly video, but I'll just give you a little bit of the text here. Emergency terrorists hit 21 states with lethal biological weapons. Who are the terrorists? Yeah, of course. It's our own government that are the terrorists. They're opening the border. They're giving the vaccine, which is making more people sick, as we will see. DHS confirms over 10,000 weaponized human carriers have been purposely let in. Alex Jones breaks down how the globalists are weaponizing illegal migrant flows to spread the measles outbreak throughout America with the Center for Disease Control admitting that illegal migrants are the original carriers, despite the mainstream media demonizing anti-vaxxers as the culprits. Well, think about how few anti-vaxxers there are out there. You know, it's very hard for them to be the ones that are doing this. In fact, we're going to prove that that's not true. So far in 2019, over 20 states, seems to be 21 now, many border states have confirmed measles cases, including Texas, California, and even New Hampshire, highlighting the health risks of transporting illegal migrants all over the nation. And there's a map here, of course, with all the nations that are infected. And like you said, most of the border nations are. Let's see. And he has also a special report there on the border collapse, because that's what's happening. These people are flooding the nation and bringing all their diseases with them, just like we've been warning for quite a while here. So let me go on to another article here. This one's on Outbreak News. You can go to Outbreak News and see articles on a lot of diseases that are invading the country. So this is Dr. Brian Hooker's bombshell testimony before Congress, and it reveals how MMR vaccines increased deaths from measles. And this was also written by Mike Adams. Via Children's Health Defense, headed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is perhaps the only prominent Democrat in America that's actually fighting to protect children from toxic vaccines, 5G electromagnetic radiation, and dangerous fluoride chemicals in the water supply. And here's a testimony from Dr. Brian S. Hooker. There is a problem with measles in Washington state, but it's not low vaccination rates. It's actually high vaccination rates, with a vaccine product unable to provide lifetime immunity or vigorous passive maternal protection to infants during the first year of life. When the measles vaccine was first introduced, most people over the age of 15 who had wild measles had lifetime immunity. In developed nations, like other communicable disease infections, measles was no longer dangerous except in rare circumstances because of inadequate nutrition, poor sanitation, and/or lack of health care. Okay, we don't agree with none of that, but because having the measles was a routine part of childhood, teens, adults, parents, and grandparents were immune. Well, I don't agree with all of that either. I think you can stop even the measles from coming to your children. Of course, we can see from the verses that I shared. So that's not true either. And even if they do catch a little bit of it, you know, and you notice it and you wipe it out by speaking the word of God over your child and praying the prayer of faith, then it's gone, right? And because of maternal passive immunity, infants were protected. The death rate due to measles in Washington state in the 4 years prior to the introduction of the measles vaccine was 1.4 in 10,000 cases and approximately 2 in a million cases in general population. And that's something. Legislators are being told that use of personal and religious belief exemptions are putting the public's health at danger. No, they are the ones that are doing it. They are told that two infants were recently exposed to measles and the babies were in danger. But in fact, if the mothers of the children had wild measles when they were children and they are nursing, the babies may be protected. If the mothers were vaccinated, even if they are nursing, they may not be. So there you have it. I mean, it's clearly the opposite of what they're saying. They're doing it on purpose because the evidence is all to the contrary of what they're saying. Additionally, maternal antibodies transported across the placenta can provide vital immunity against measles for infants. Okay, they're not telling people that. They won't tell people that. Pushing vaccination rates up even higher with an ineffective product is not the answer. As the editor of the journal Vaccine, Dr. Gregory Poland of the Mayo Clinic, stated in 1994, as measles immunization rates rise to higher levels in a population, measles become a disease of immunized persons. An MMR vaccination rate of 75% has been reported for the recent measles cluster in Rockland County, New York. Wow. It was reported in the news and provided to legislators that in Clark County, Washington, there is a 22% exemption rate, but this is based on the Voluntary Immunization Information Survey, which does not accurately reflect the vaccination status of all children enrolled in Washington schools. When compared to the more accurate CDC statistics for the state of Washington for MMR coverage among 19 to 35-month-olds, it is 95.3% / 2.6%. The erroneously reports this number, they erroneously report this number at 81.8% and cannot be relied upon. Yeah. So the current personal belief exemption rate for K-12 for the MMR vaccine in Washington State is only 2.9%. And that's a school survey. Vaccination rates for kindergartners for at least one MMR vaccine are at least 93%. And that's another school survey. Washington State has achieved the public health goal of a very high vaccination rates. As I have already remarked, vaccination does not guarantee immunization, and infectious disease routinely break out in highly vaccinated communities. Think of that. Routinely break out in highly vaccinated communities. Why? Because the vaccine is full of the disease itself, and it does spread. And it's able to spread from vaccinated children, as we'll see. An example of this is pertussis outbreaks, which occurred due to problems with the cellular pertussis portion of the DTNP and TDAP vaccine, creating asymptomatic carriers. As asymptomatic carrier is a person that has become infected with a pathogen but who displays no signs nor symptoms. Although unaffected by the pathogens themselves, carriers can transmit it to others and develop symptoms in later stages of disease. The SB-277 experience in California, where personal belief exemptions were struck down in 2016, has not led to 100% vaccine compliance even within the school system. Removal of personal belief exemptions has served to alienate parents, leading to an exodus from the school system, 1.2%. as well as from the state, and placing the school districts in the untenable role of vaccination enforcers. An additional 1.4% within the school district are still unvaccinated due to federal and individualized education programs and medical programs and other exemptions. Let's see if I want to read any more of this one. Well, no, I guess I will go on to another one. Okay, this is important. Measles being spread by vaccinated children, research confirms. And he's got a picture of a baby here crying. Well, there's, let's see, 9 needles stuck in the baby, sticking out of the baby. Yes. Mainstream media reports are brimming with condemnation against parents who make the informed decision not to vaccinate their children, claiming that unvaccinated individuals are directly responsible for triggering the handful of recent measles outbreaks that have been reported across the United States. But studies show that it is actually the vaccinated herd, in many cases, that's actively contracting this chickenpox-like illness, as well as spreading it to others. Interesting. And why do they want to do that? All they're doing is making people sick and making them increasingly sick because they're destroying their immune system. What do they want to do? They want to control the population. Okay, reading on here. Though pro-vaccine zealots would like us all to believe that the primary cause of infectious disease outbreaks are people who develop immunity naturally without getting jabbed with aborted human fetal tissue, synthetic chemicals, and other health-damaging toxins, the truth of the matter is that the immunized are the ones wreaking much, if not all, of the havoc. Well, I don't believe it's all, but it is definitely the biggest part, I believe, since the immunized groups are the ones that are the most infected. Reading on. A groundbreaking study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases found that, contrary to the government's unfounded claim, that unvaccinated people are the ones putting public health at risk. Vaccinated people are, in fact, capable of both becoming infected with the disease against which they have been vaccinated, as well as infecting others with it through secondary transmission. A team of esteemed researchers from the Bureau of Immunization, the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, and the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, looked at evidence from a 2011 measles outbreak in New York, which, as usual, was blamed on the unvaccinated. But what they found was that the cause of this particular outbreak was actually a vaccinated person. As Natural News and others have been saying for many years, getting vaccinated doesn't protect a person from disease contraction, nor does it prevent a vaccinated person from acting as a carrier for disease and spreading it to others. In this case, a vaccine-compliant people were directly responsible for doing both, proving once again that vaccines like MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, don't actually work. Of 88 contacts, 4 secondary cases were confirmed that had either 2 doses of measles-containing vaccine or a past positive measles antibody. The study explains all cases had laboratory confirmation of measles infection, clinical symptoms consistent with measles, and high avidity antibody characteristic of a secondary immune response. So even being vaccinated twice with MMR doesn't provide protection against disease. Amazing. And it could make you twice as sick. Okay. Yeah, it's important to reiterate that the individual to whom the New York measles outbreak was traced had been vaccinated not once but twice with controversial MMR vaccine, which was more recently found to increase the mortality rate of measles infection. Increase. This is the first report of measles transmission from a twice-vaccinated individual, the study reveals, and in no uncertain terms. The clinical presentation and laboratory data of the index were typical of measles in a naive individual. Secondary cases had robust anamnestic antibody responses. No tertiary causes occurred despite numerous contacts. This outbreak underscores the need for thorough epidemiologic and laboratory investigation of suspected measles cases, regardless of vaccination status. Put simply, a twice vaccinated individual caused the 2011 New York measles outbreak by spreading the disease to four of her contacts, two of whom had also received two doses of MMR prior to contacting the illness and spreading it to others. Wow. It is a similar situation to what occurred during the infamous Disney measles outbreak, where many of those who became infected with measles during that incident had also been previously vaccinated. Once again, what all this research proves is that the MMR vaccine doesn't provide real protection against disease and can actually cause virus shedding that results in other people, including other vaccinated people, contacting the disease. The moral of the story is that you can't blame non-vaccinated parents for the morbidity and mortality of infectious diseases when vaccination does not result in immunity and does not keep those who are vaccinated from infecting others. Comments, Sayer G. from Green MedInfo. Oh, interesting. Oh. Well, what we're seeing here is that they're spreading the disease. Here's another one. Stunning. Vaccines cause 4 to 5 times worse outcomes for measles, scientific study reveals. This is Tracy Watson. The issue of vaccination is currently under the spotlight as never before. Proponents of vaccines insist that they save lives and provide what is known as herd immunity, which they have no proof for. The idea that if enough people are vaccinated against a disease, the entire community will be protected. See, measles, again, a measles, you get it, and it vaccinates you itself. It doesn't come back unless they've monkeyed with it, right? So why would you vaccinate against it? Those opposed to vaccines have serious concerns about their side effects. The adjuvants used to prolong shelf life, which include heavy metals like mercury and aluminum, and the fact that cell lines from aborted babies are used in the manufacture of some vaccines. Each person needs to weigh up the evidence and reach their own conclusions about what is best for their family. To do this properly, however, is important to be in possession of all the facts, not just those that the mainstream media and regulatory agencies decide should be shared with the public. One of the facts that most members of the public are unaware of, for example, is that vaccines have considerably worsened the potency of many diseases, including measles, chickenpox, rubella, German measles, etc. Simple childhood diseases now turned deadly. Many of us will remember a time when diseases like measles, mumps, and chickenpox were as normal as part of childhood, yes, I do, as riding a bike or going to school. At any given time, a bunch of kids in the neighborhood might be sick with one of these illnesses and be off school for a week or two. Nobody was afraid of these childhood diseases. They were simply part of life. At the time, we received a few vaccines against the more serious diseases like polio and carried on with life. Then, in 1986, President Reagan signed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act into law, making it illegal for parents to sue doctors or vaccine manufacturers for injury or death as a result of a vaccination. Of course, I disagree with what he did there, and he did it in ignorance, and of course, that needs to be changed. Suddenly, the number of vaccines children were subjected to increased dramatically, with far more emphasis being placed on vaccinating against the childhood diseases that had never really been viewed as serious. And though, of course, they do in rare occasions cause serious complications. So why do they want to do this and make a lot of people sick and destroy their immune system? Because they want to cut down on the population. There's no doubt in my mind. The result, far more kids now receive vaccines against these diseases than before, but instead of making childhood safer, these medical interventions have significantly amplified how dangerous these diseases are when someone does get sick, which can and does happen even to the vaccinated. A study published in the respected journal, The Lancet, in 2015 found that while vaccines make diseases less common, they also increase their severity. And I'm not sure that's right, because we just read one that doesn't make it less common, it spreads it. Using mathematical analysis, the research team examined the effects of modern vaccination practices on the severity of infections by investigating published data from U.S. outbreaks of rubella, measles, and chickenpox. And what did they find? The study findings reported as follows. Our calculations show that negative outcomes are 4 to 5 times worse for measles, 2.2 times worse for chickenpox, and 5.8 times worse for rubella than would be expected in a pre-vaccine era in which the average age of infection would have been lower. Wow. Why are we doing this, right? No vaccine manufacturer or governmental agency can ever guarantee that a vaccine will provide 100% protection against any disease. There's always a risk that even a vaccinated person will get sick, on and on and on. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go on because I'm running out of time. Okay, here's one. Anyone who gets the measles vaccine should be banned from all public places for at least 2 weeks due to likelihood of virus shedding. Well, they're not going to do that, are they? No, but they're going to spread it, and they want to spread it, and they already know this. Welcome to Nazi America, where the vaccine police want to see your papers in New York to be sure you've been injected with cells from someone's abortion and also some key central nervous system disruptors. Wait, no papers? Then you're banned from leaving your house to go to public places, including the grocery store, gas station, or for medicine. This law can be enforced right now. Yes, a law-abiding American can be arrested and put in jail for 6 months for not agreeing to get some mercury, aluminum, and formaldehyde shot directed into their muscle tissue through a syringe. Want some genetically modified bacteria that you can spread with the measles next week? Try getting the MMR vaccine. Meet the Gestapo alive and functioning in Arizona, where around 1 a.m., an anti-terrorist-style SWAT team kicked down the front door of a family who chose not to get a meningitis vaccine jabbed into their children's arm, cuffed the husband, took all 3 children, not just the sick one. Yes, here in America, a SWAT team of armed strangers must protect your children from infectious diseases by traumatically separating you indefinitely from them, and then probably having Child Protective Services force vaccinate infant or child with E. coli and sodium chloride, which are both dangerously included in meningococcal vaccines. Okay. Don't think so? Check the CDC vaccine web pages. The toxic jabs also include GMOs, hydrolyzed casein, got milk allergies, aluminum, polysorbate 80, and some other highly questionable ingredients? Or just what will the vaccinated children shed to the other immune-compromised, vexed children, the measles and other mixed genetically mutated viruses? So what's in the MMR2 vaccine? Would you like to know why the leftist government wants your children injected by force with known neurotoxins, all while demanding gun confiscation? What could be the end goal? MMR contains chicken embryo cells, cultures, genetically modified abortion cells, on and on. Let's see. I think we already talked about that. Shedding vaccines, viruses, and bacteria is common during the first 2 weeks after receiving any live virus injection. It is a scientific fact that any person injected with a live virus, even if it's weakened or inactive due to formaldehyde, can shed that virus by coughing, sneezing, and even sharing a drink through their saliva or mucus or any person, whether they are inoculated or not. This also holds water when the vaccinated shedder does not contract the disease or those particular strains of a virus themselves. What everyone forgets to consider and debates about is the fact that injecting mercury, listed as thimerosal, aluminum, MSG, and formaldehyde, weakens the immune system by unnaturally shocking it into fight or flight panic mode. What you have is all these children going to daycare and school after getting their immune systems shocked, confused, and completely stressed out from trying to locate and destroy all those pathogens trapped and multiplying inside muscle tissue. Then they sneeze and cough and spread the measles virus that they just got infected with last week. And that's exactly why anyone who gets the measles vaccine should be banned from all public places for at least 2 weeks due to a likelihood of virus shedding. You can avoid the virus shedding epidemic in America by avoiding toxic vaccines. Yet how ironic, the masses are being told, are being sold sickness and are the ones spreading it, all while they attack the healthy people for not doing it their way. Once again. Okay, this is interesting. New York, a judge declares the state owns your body and can force you to be injected with anything they want. Yeah, an increasing number of people from different religious and ethnic backgrounds have become skeptical about the merits of vaccinations in recent years, with more and more doctors and healthcare professionals warning about the dangers of vaccines, despite organizations like the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention insisting that they are 100% safe and totally effective. The blinkers have come off. The blinders, it should be, blinders have come off for many parents who have subsequently made the decision not to vaccinate their children. There are also many parents who for totally different reasons, including religious and ethical concerns, have made the unconventional decision not to allow their kids to be vaccinated. Some of these parents can be found among the Hasidic Jews who mostly live in New York City and other parts of New York State. Many of the recent cases of measles diagnosed in the country have been centered among these communities, particularly in Williamsburg and Borough Park suburbs of New York City. A group of parents who recently went to court to fight an emergency mandatory measles vaccination order issued by the state have lost their case, with Brooklyn's Judge Lawrence Nipple insisting a fireman need not obtain the information consent of the owner before extinguishing a house fire. Vaccination is known to extinguish the fire of contagion, which we can see is baloney, The fire of contagion. Let's see. Residents in the Williamsburg and Bora Park areas have been subjected to relentless pressure since the state announced emergency mandates forcing children to receive the controversial mumps, measles, rubella vaccine. This after the diagnosis of 359 cases of measles in New York, mostly patients who live in ultra-Orthodox communities, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Let me say you can go to sites like Outbreak News, outbreak.news. You can go there and just count the diseases that they're pointing out. The same thing is happening with. They're spreading. And they're spreading from two different orders, and that is the people coming over the border. So anybody that dies from people coming over the border, they need to look at the House of Representatives. And also their vaccines that are spreading the disease. From scientific journals, from scientific people who have studied this, they've come to this conclusion. So is that any problem to us? Well, if we believe and accept God's vaccination, we will be blessed. If we get a test, we will come through the test blessed. If we stand before and rebuke it and command it not to come into our house, we can even be blessed by it not even touching us in the first place. It's the Word of God, folks. We need to hold on to it. Well, thank you, Father, for giving us some wisdom in this regard. And thank you for parents out there who are vaccinating their children with the Word of God. And, Father, we bless Michael Hare and the brethren that are listening to him as he comes and shares a word, too. We thank you, Lord, for getting this word and understanding out to others, Lord, so that they will not be fooled or deceived by these people who want to make them sick. So we ask it in the name of Jesus, Father. Amen. All right. Thank you, saints, for joining me today for this unusual broadcast. And God bless you.